None of your business. Boy, you're getting lip everywhere here. I get a note from Gary Corbin, who's mostly a friend, but he's reminding me I'm no longer to refer to it as Ohio State University. I have to refer to it as the Ohio State University.
What does mostly a friend mean, Paul?
Well, it means when it comes to things like this, he's not my friend.
Got it. That's called a frenemy.
It's a frenemy. I mean, doesn't that just sound ridiculous? I can't refer to them as Ohio State University. It's the Ohio State University. I'm going to say this.
The University of Michigan, then.
Yeah, well, I may never refer to that school down south again. I may have to because of Vance, but whatever. Here's some congratulations to a school that I have no problem with, and I'm sure they're not going to yell at me when I say this because it's nothing but good. I want to congratulate Oakland Community College Chancellor Peter Provenzano, Jr. Peter Provenzano, Jr. has been named board chair of the Michigan Community College Association. Congratulations, Chancellor Peter Provenzano, Jr. from Oakland Community College. There you go. There's some nice people there who aren't going to tell me I've got to call their school something other than what I just called it. Okay. We call upon Todd Flood all the time. He's our expert in the legal area, and we ask him questions. He is a straight shooter. We appreciate that. He's the attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. He's got a new episode of Behind the Bench tonight at 7 o'clock on WJR. So set your machines to tape it if you happen to be watching the convention, or just watch it, whichever way. Maybe you tape the convention. I don't know. But Todd Flood is here. Todd, always a pleasure.
W, the pleasure is mine. Thanks for having me.
I am not surprised the jury in the Samantha Wall murder trial are deadlocked. Tell me your thoughts.
No, yeah, it's tea leaf reading for us sitting on the outside looking at the jury. I mean, there was a lot of questions that we needed answers to, you know, that the defense raised within the trial. The defense also raised the former boyfriend who confessed or admitted to doing the homicide, ultimately cleared, you know, the plan B, if you will, with defense attorneys, blame someone else. It wasn't me. So I'm not surprised either, because there were some questions that needed those answers. And then the government, the prosecutor, did a great job as far as the timeline to make conflicts go. I mean, you got blood on the defendant. You got blood 6 months later. You got statements that he lies in 8 different times. So there's all sorts of, you know, reasons why you can put obviously the defendant there. The defendant says, though, I'm just a thief. I'm not a killer. So I see where this can go both ways. The big question to me is, was it not stressed hard enough to the jury? It's not the likelihood of he did it. It's not you want to believe he did it. The government has the burden of proving beyond a reasonable doubt. Did they meet that burden? That's the only job in that courtroom. There's one job. That's the prosecutor. The prosecutor has to prove each and every element beyond a reasonable doubt. If they did that, find them guilty. If they didn't do that, you got to find them not guilty. That's the law.
And by the way, as you've explained before, and I remind our WJR family of listeners, not guilty doesn't mean innocent.
That's right. That's right. Not guilty doesn't mean that he is someone that didn't do the crime. That just means the person with the job in the courtroom couldn't prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. So it's a not guilty. Doesn't mean he's innocent. Two different things.
This situation now, as the jury in the Samantha Wall murder trial remains deadlocked, as we talk with our expert Todd Flood, do they do this often, where they bring in an alternate juror to try to shake up the jury pool?
Well, there was a conflict with one of the jurors. It wasn't necessarily to shake up the jury pool.
Okay.
One of the jurors had a pre-planned vacation. So that's why we put alternates in place. If someone can't serve, in the midst of it, then you have to call upon the alternate. This was a five-week jury trial. 5 weeks. They're going into their, what, fifth day of deliberations tomorrow? So that's, I mean, that's a reasonable time for 5 weeks. Unfortunately, it ran into scheduling problems with one of the jurors. They didn't anticipate it to do 5 weeks. They didn't anticipate it to have 5 days of deliberations. So these things happen. That's why we picked an alternate.
Well, and it could certainly change. I mean, bringing a new voice to the deadlocked jury room can make a difference.
It sure can. It sure can. And there was some movement yesterday, and the judge is smart. The judge is wise. She said, hey, listen, I'm not going to do a deadlock jury right now, a hung jury, a mistrial. They're asking for readbacks of testimony or testimony of witnesses. So there's discussion around the table. It's not like someone has their arms folded and looks away when there's conversation. An Allen charge has been read to the jury. Go in there with an open mind, go in there with, you know, having conversation with each other and not to shut anybody out. Be respectful. Until they have had that instruction read to them and continue to say, we cannot come to a verdict, it's impossible, we're deadlocked, that's when there would be a mistrial. But as long as they're making, you know, requesting things, requesting evidence, then you know there's still conversation, there's still dialogue.
Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner, Flood Law, and new episodes of his Behind the Bench show tonight at 7 p.m. right here on WJR. Thank you, Todd.
Paul W., you're the man. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You do the same as we continue on WJR In Focus with Paul W. Smith.